warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. It will become breezy, a risk of some showers, maybe a few thunderstorms this afternoon, but I think a better chance as we get into this evening and tonight as a cold front sweeps through the state. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow is a cooler day, risk of some leftover showers in the morning. Otherwise, high temperature up to about 74. We'll be in the 60s for a high on Sunday as showers and thunderstorms become likely once again by afternoon. And continuing Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the high range through tomorrow and then medium on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health announced a major health order Thursday. The order mandates the closures of daycares, beaches, and on-site dining and restaurants as the state tries to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The order is in place until April 5th. An Elmore County teacher has tested positive for the coronavirus. School officials say the teacher works individually with students on multiple campuses. The parents of students who may have been exposed have been contacted. And Montgomery police have identified the man arrested after an hours-long standoff with police Wednesday. 39-year-old Benjamin Baldwin is now charged with three counts of attempted murder of a police officer. He's in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show. Noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday. Let's bring in U.S. Senate candidate Jeff Sessions. Senator Sessions, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Dan. Good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you here on the show with us today. Audience, hang on for me here, or callers, hang on. Senator, let me ask you something. What did you think about the governor changing the election date? How are you responding to that?
We've just decided that we're just going to play the rules as they're laid out. We're focused on moving forward. We definitely have a lot of seniors that vote, a lot of seniors that work at the polls. So I know the poll officials were hearing that around the state. I heard that. But look, this is a 4.5 weeks, a month. We're focused on July 14th. We want everybody to turn out and vote. This will give us an opportunity to discuss the issues more in depth. I was shocked, stunned, and amazed that yesterday Tommy Tuberville said that he's not, the least of his worries is having a debate on the issues. He said that he may be 5, 6, 7 weeks before he wants to talk about political issues. President's having to talk about that every day. We're not on a vacation from the issues facing America. We can't go out and have rallies and things like we used to, but it just provides us an opportunity to find out who Tommy Tuberville is, what he believes, and is he ready to represent Alabama in the United States Senate. And his refusal to debate really represents an admission of fear and lack of knowledge and lack of preparation to discuss the issues. Really, he's had no background in them, and he's just not ready to represent the great state of Alabama in the Senate.
It's interesting that you said that. I would like to offer up my show. I've hosted several debates on this show. It's a great format for a whole bunch of people to hear the two of you. And if I invited Tommy Tuberville along, would you come to a debate here on the show?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, several of talk show hosts have said we could set up a radio debate, which I think might work well. Several TV stations and other groups have offered to host debates, and he's declined them all. We're ready to go. We probably ought to have 4 or 5 between now and the election.
Yeah, one in every major market, I think, would be a smart move on both of those part. Well, I'll issue that invitation to Tuberville and let him know that you've accepted my invitation. Let me ask you something. You said something last time you were on, and it was very prophetic. You were talking about China and the task force that you had dealt with at DOJ when you were the Attorney General there. What do you think about how China is handling this coronavirus right now? And what would you do as in government or as a senator to try to get the concept across that China did something really wrong with this?
Look, it's pretty very clear, actually, that China lied, they covered up, they delayed telling the truth, and it helped the virus to spread and has caused more deaths than ever would have occurred otherwise. I think that's indisputable. The president calls it a China virus, and it's absolutely ridiculous that people say that's racist to tell the truth about where the thing came from. So, yes, I do believe that they are responsible. I would remind everybody, and something I learned at Dan, not learned, but something that's so clear to me as Attorney General, and I started a China initiative in the last 4 years of the Obama administration. They'd had no cases involving China, criminal cases. This China initiative has resulted in 50 already since the last 3 years, I guess, 2 years. And so it just shows that there's a lot of criminality and fraud out there. Look, this is a communist nation. They're atheistic. They don't believe in God. Truth is not the highest value to them. In a communist nation, the highest value is protecting the regime, protecting the revolution, advancing the communist revolution. That's their ideology. So when you deal with them, you cannot assume that they're telling the truth because it's the right thing, like most Americans believe. You have to assume that what they're saying is to advance their revolutionary goals. And so we've been too naive about it. We've not been tough enough. President Trump gets it. He's challenged them directly. Well, Tommy Tuberville said he thought Trump was too hard on China, but the president is standing up to them. He's going to make them toe the line. They cannot survive without being able to sell in our market. Their economy would collapse. We have great leverage. President Trump fully understands that. He and I talked about it on the airplane during the campaign more than once. I mean, I know how he thinks about it. He knows that if he doesn't get undercut by Congress, if he gets support from the American people, he can win negotiations and improve our relationship with China. And we've got to do it. We've waited too long to do it.
What do you think about this this package that the Senate is putting together? That it seems that Schumer is much more towards it than Pelosi is, but that who's not to expect that? What do you think about this, where we're talking about $1,200 for each person, $500 for every child, as kind of a help people kind of get back on their feet that have suffered from the coronavirus?
Getting money to people in a crisis like 9/11 or in after Katrina and those kind of big, big disasters, is harder than you think, because it's so hard to make sure that the people who really need it get it, mm-hmm. and the people who don't need it don't get it, and to try to contain some level of responsibleness in the spending. So I know they're debating a little bit about unemployment insurance. I see Senator Shelby indicated he might be inclined to go that way. That certainly would be one fair way, because you're unemployed. Instead of getting $300 a month, you could get much more, and it would be subsidized by the federal government, and there's a proof that you actually, lost your job and you're entitled to it. So there's how you do that is really hard. And do you want me to tell you the bad news about our budget and all?
Yeah, I mean, really.
We spend almost $5 billion a year. 20% of that, $1 trillion, is borrowed. And if we spend $1 trillion on this bailout or this help to people in need, it's really not a bailout. I mean, people are being ordered to not work. So the government needs to help, and it must help. But another trillion means that we're spending $6 trillion and spending two. A third of what we spend would be borrowed. So once you're in debt and you spend additional money, it just every penny adds to the debt. So we do have to be responsible in Washington. We just can't overreact too fast. A good bill that helps people is what we need, and we just got to be careful that it's carefully drafted. I was ranking Republican on the Budget Committee, and we used to dig into all these things, and there's staff people up there that understand it, but it's certainly not easy. I'll say that.
In looking at the border situation, we've closed Canada and the Mexico border only to essential personnel. Should it go further than that, or do you think that was a proper move on the president's part?
I think we've got to do that. I was very troubled that an ICE officer, I believe in New Jersey, was infected mm-hmm. With the virus, and now apparently several in the detention center are exposed or already have it, and they're demanding to be released into the community so they can get care, which would spread it even more. So the best thing to do is not fill up our immigration centers and our detention centers with immigrants and put a halt on this right now, because if it spreads throughout our ICE detaining system, they'll be sick. They take it home to their families, their wives and children, their mothers and daddies. This is how the thing spreads out of control. So, yes, the president is right, and we should limit immigration pretty much in every area that we can soon or now.
And looking at your role in the Foreign Services Committee and what's going on in Italy, does Italy have any recourse to China for them allowing their citizens to come into Italy and not making them aware of what the problem was? It seems we shut it down before we had too big of a problem here. But is there any legal recourse that Italy could have against China?
Well, I don't know, frankly. I'm not given that thought. So it's an important issue for, Italy has been dramatically disrupted.
Yeah, they have 457 people die in the last 24 hours now.
And it's unbelievable.
It really is.
And it does show that some of the dangerous predictions in the United States that we hate to think is possible might be possible. And that's why it's important that all of us really do take this seriously. I talked to a doctor recently. He said absolutely Clorox 10% will destroy the virus. Wipe your doorknobs and your handles and those kind of things. If you have an office and you go in it, keep it wiped down. If we do those kind of things, wash our hands and be careful, we can contain the danger of it. But gosh, it is a threat. It is really a threat.
Have you thought about putting together some type of advisory panel here in Alabama to talk about the coronavirus and how Alabama could react to it and how you could possibly help them?
Well, I have been asking a lot of questions. I don't have an official role in Alabama, But and others are doing a lot of that. The governor has got a team that's working on it, the state health department. And you got to be careful that you don't start disrupting the ongoing processes. But every Alabamian and every public official does have a right to be informed on the status of the health, the work that's going on, and whether it's getting worse or not, so they can be, you know, protect themselves. I think that our public officials need to tell us every day, and the president's been doing that every day, what's going on. By the way, I thought it was pretty interesting that President Trump's positive rating is, was it 55% by an ABC poll?
No, shocked. I figured something was wrong with that.
Yeah, they try to criticize him, everybody, but he's out there every day before the American people answering the questions. And when he says to the bureaucracy, start moving, they move. He's a strong leader, that's for sure.
He really is. And I always tell candidates, do something that your opponent cannot do, and Joe Biden could never do what Donald Trump does every single day in those briefings.
It is remarkable. The man has got a strength, a vigor, a will that's unlike anything I've seen before. And I've observed it. I admire that remarkably. And he's focused it on the kind of issues that Alabamians favor, we want to see done, and the country is better off for it. We got great judges. The economy before this crisis was booming. And gas prices are still falling. So a lot of great things out there, that's for sure.
Is there anything that you're hearing differently from Alabama voters this week than you heard 3 weeks ago?
Well, I don't know. We've not been able to travel and have rallies and events like we hope to, but I've done several teleconferences, telephone call-in conferences that have worked nicely. I mean, a bunch of questions, and you communicate. Not the same as being there, but it has people. I don't think people have abandoned in any way their concern about the future of this republic, the issues that they care about. Yes, we've got to confront a virus now. We've got to get that done now. But the other great issues, standing up to China, making sure that they're not cheating us on trade. We can never, never, never allow them to produce our medicines. Goodness gracious, that could be fixed at very little cost. We can never, never let them take over our 5G internet connections as they expected to be able to do. Australia has rejected it. It looks like UK, though, might accept it. The president's criticized them. President Trump does not favor that. But we've got to think of China as an adversary, a cold-blooded adversary, and we can deal with them under certain conditions, but we can never put on rose-colored glasses when you're dealing with a godless Chinese communist. I'm just telling you. That's who runs that country, not the people. They got great people in China. We've got Christians under constant repression in China. It's not the kind of country that we've grown up in, and Americans need to be fully aware of that.
Well, Senator, I really appreciate you calling in today. I hope what you'll do is come up and be in studio where we have longer together, and we can actually open the phones up and do more talking to the voters, because I know how passionate you are about talking to the actual voters, and this will be a great opportunity to do it in.
Well, that's great. I'll definitely do that. We're not going to not move about, but we're going to comply with the rules and safety. To make sure that we're doing our fair share of controlling this virus.
Well, again, I appreciate you calling in. Stay well, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Sessions, candidate for U.S. Senate, going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-928, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Ricky. Ricky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Okay. I'm an HVAC guy, and I just wanted to let you guys know on just use some common sense on changing your AC filters.
Okay.
This virus, especially, you know, at home, you want to get a bag, take it out, turn your unit off, take it out, be careful. Don't walk through the house with it, put it in the bag, put it in the trash. But especially those people that change the filters in their businesses. You got a lot of people coming in and out. They definitely want to be careful on those things.
Interesting. So you're saying take the filter out, put it in a bag, and don't just walk it and throw it in the garbage can and let it sit there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear a lot of the, you know, stuff going on, but I don't hear anybody saying or thinking about their AC, you know, because people sneeze, they cough, and it sucks it right up into that filter.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good evening, or midday to y'all fellas.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Man, I guess going back to start with before the 1 o'clock hour, the lady that called, cheeseburger, Molly, whatever it was. I mean, that strikes you up, and that makes you, you know, realize that, you know, there are more humans out there that care, you know, that think about others and don't nothing really scare them, you know, and that we can learn from this. And one thing is the far as going to the doctors. I mean, I had my first doctor appointment yesterday on Zoom with one of my doctors, and man, it was perfect. He was at home, I was at home. It saved me two hours and 15 minutes in the car driving, not counting getting ready. And I mean, you don't want to go leave the country and go to town with dust on you, you know. So you bathe off a little. I mean, you know, you don't waste the 4 hours going to the doctor. And I did everything, the same thing, an hour on the phone, you know, and converting waitresses instead of going back to dining in. I mean, do more deliveries and let delivery kind of take over as far as, you know, it kind of put us back at home, let us do more or be with the family more or do more at work. You ain't leaving work as much. You can sell all the dining room. They have more storage in their restaurants. I mean, and then going out to eat would be back to a thing that you plan for and something that, you know, you go out to do, and it ain't just where we're going tonight type of thing. And I don't know, just innovation could come from this more than anything, and especially doctor's visits. Man, that app Zoom and being there to connect with him like that. And whenever I ain't saying whenever I need him, I can dial him up because I don't want to start that. But, you know what I mean? It's there. You know, you can leave a message and then he can dial you back up. And you ain't got to go in and waste all that time and get other people if you sick or whatever's wrong with you and be around other folks. So I just, man, I hope that comes to fruition. And then for, man, Jeff hit so many spots. I can't wait till he comes in. And I hope he don't come up and Tommy says in 2 weeks that he'll come and Jeff be like, well, they shut us down, we can't come, because I'll rent. And that's the other thing. Does this stuff go through your skin, Dan, or once you touch it?
It has to enter in your body through, like, your eyes, your mouth, things like that.
So if you got rubber gloves on and an oxygen mask, then there ain't no way for it, or can it go through your ears, too? I guess the eyes.
Eyes, nose, and mouth is kind of the main places they say you stay away from.
And then, do you want finger pointing to come out of this, or do you see us pointing fingers at China? Is that what you want? I heard you ask, is there even going to be any replications for Italy? Do we want to start finger pointing and start that, or is that something we just want to deal with what's over here with us and then don't worry about it?
I was mainly asking that question of the senator because somebody had asked that question of me, and I was kind of being their surrogate questioner for the senator. I do think what we need to do is we really need to look at our relationship with China. And I think what we need to do is basically say, look, we want to have a relationship with you, but we want to have a good friend relationship, not a you're hiding something from a good friend type thing. And I think some trust has been lost between China and the United States.
Yes, and do you think there's more backdoor stuff going on? I mean, I know you don't do that conspiracy. You don't even want to go about facts, but if I had my notebooks and everything, but Terry Allen actually got the link where I want to say Donald Trump was saying it's Chinese virus because he knows that it belongs to us. I mean, Terry Allen has the link that you can go to, and we've had a patent on this in 2015. This is that one that they're trying to say just started in 2019. And for Trump to say that and for Trump to throw out, let's go back to steam-powered, you know, launching systems, and when we got this going on with our electromagnetic ones with China, do you think he's trying to just, because they only put dumb stuff on TV that he says, and him saying going back to steam-powered, you know, launching systems off of a aircraft carrier is pretty dumb, I mean, in a dumb way, because it costs trillions and trillions of dollars to refit them, even since 2014. And now that China's got one and waiting on two more, do you think he's throwing them two things, saying it's China's virus, knowing that we got a patent on it, and saying we go back to steam power, knowing that we're fighting with them right now with this technology? Is Trump trying to play checkers and wanting us to go look? That's why I'm asking, do we need to start pointing fingers?
First of all, you're covering a lot of territory here. The steam catapult launches on aircraft carriers because of the magnetic ones were not working as well.
That's what they said in the paper, but Trump didn't. I mean, I went all the way through that, and somebody told Trump that they were having problems with them. And then I mean,
they are having problems with them.
No, I don't think so. Not as much as not trying. And it's like they're saying
no, they are having they are having problems with them.
Because it uses so much power, but they got
no. It's because it's not consistent. CBS did a whole piece on this thing. They actually launched a car off of a deck.
Yes, sir. In 2019, when he started, or 18, when he started that. But It's just funny that he says that when you know you ain't no way you can go back and re-equip all that.
It doesn't. Well, it doesn't. They haven't converted everything over to this. So you still have steam catapults all over the place.
Yes. I mean, I know. I mean, Ford is one of them that he was saying we should go back that ship, that we should redo it. I mean, it would be easier to, if you're something wrong
Randall,
with it.
Randall, this is just wandering around here.
Yes, sir,
this
right.
is so minutiae, it's unbelievable.
Right, I mean,
people are falling, their eyes are rolling back in their head. Randall, thanks for the telephone call. Right. Let me go to a break, coming back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's now invoked the Defense Production Act, ordering the private sector to prioritize the production of emergency medical supplies and equipment.
We need certain equipment that the states are unable to get by themselves. So we're invoking it to use the powers of the federal government to help the states get things that they need, like the masks, like the ventilators.
The administration, with Mexican cooperation, will be limiting border crossings to the south to help stop the spread of coronavirus. The president says he is not considering a nationwide lockdown. The governors of California and now New York, though Andrew Cuomo, are telling all non-essential workers to stay home.
There will be a civil fine and mandatory closure for any business that is not in compliance.
Tax day has moved from April 15th to July 15th. The U.S. Department of Education will not enforce standardized testing requirements this year. America's listening to Fox News.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Big weather changes are on the way, but for today, look for yet another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. It will become breezy, a risk of some showers, maybe a few thunderstorms this afternoon, but I think a better chance as we get into this evening and tonight as a cold front sweeps through the state. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow is a cooler day, risk of some leftover showers in the morning. Otherwise, high temperature up to about 74. We'll be in the 60s for a high on Sunday as showers and thunderstorms become likely once again by afternoon. and continuing Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the high range through tomorrow and then medium on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Don't forget what's happening this week. Quick Farm Market can get Boston Butts, $25. You need to call them at 280-FARM, 280-FARM. But right now, you can go get two slabs of ribs for $25. That's $12.50 each. They're normally $18, or one slab for $15. They have those now. They have the hamburger meat now. Mm. You can go pick it up. The great place. Go support them. They're doing everything the right way. Now, a word from Paul and Christy Mello. Remember, Skip Zillow, call Mello. The real estate market is a lag industry, so the economy downturns takes a little time to filter down into the real estate market. Many people are still trying to buy a home, refinancing their home, because interest rates are so darn good. In the next few weeks, we may see an impact of this because some current contracts may be affected, and we can go from a seller's market possibly to a buyer's market and then reverse that also. But it can move very quickly. The trick is not to panic. So with the big swings of like this before, real estate market always runs in cycles. And most experts say we're kind of due for a little bit of a correction. But it seems it still is a seller's market out there. So that's a tip from Paul and Christy Mello, Skip Zillow, call Mello, Wallace and Moody Real Estate. Get ready to copy down their telephone number because these are some great people. 334-399-7648, 399-7648. Skip Zillow, call Mello. Let's go to Oz. Oz, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm great, my friend, and you?
I'm great. So, a couple of things. I heard an audio clip of Warren saying she was going to put her support behind Biden to unite the country. And my opinion, there has been more division when Obama was in office, and the Democrats have done nothing but hurt the unity of this country over the past 8 years, and still over the past 3.5 that Trump has been in office. So I don't see how they can think a Democrat is going to unite the country any more than they should be now with everything going as well as this. I didn't know what your opinion was on that.
I think that it's going to be interesting to see how different people handle this corona issue. You know, Biden came out basically and said Donald Trump is a xenophobe. He hates everybody that's not white America, basically. And he also said he was doing the wrong thing of closing travel from China to the United States. And both of those cases were wrong. Then he said that Donald Trump isn't doing enough, and he is doing a tremendous amount. So when he's saying he's not doing enough, what is he exactly suggesting to do? I think Joe Biden has stepped into a trap here that he's going to say things critical of Donald Trump, thinking, yeah, you got to criticize Donald Trump. I think a big chunk of America is going to say, wait a minute, he's our president. We have a problem out here. We need to get behind the president, period.
And he's addressing everything, every need that the country has right now. He's addressing it. Now, nobody saw this coming, and I believe that they're seeing now, hey, I'm glad he's in the position and I'm not. And I'm so thankful that Biden's not in that position, because there's no telling where the country would be with the gaffes that he makes and his. I just don't think his mental capacity is where it needs to be to lead the country.
You heard me say to Senator Sessions that these press conferences that Donald Trump does every single day. And I'm not talking about 10-minute press conferences. I'm talking about 15-minute. He was up there, I think, today for an hour and 45 minutes answering questions. Joe Biden could never do that. Never, ever, ever do that.
No way. No way. On another note, I want to throw out that I just went by Sweet Creek.
Yeah?
I got some ribs, and I got another butt. And I'm looking forward to chowing down on it. So everybody go out there. They're doing business. They are wide open. They were serving customers. I tried to get Reed, but he was back in the office. So I just told the guy, I said, tell him that I'm listening to Dan Morris, and it's working for him. So it's a great thing. People need to go out there and take advantage of the jewels on Pike Road.
Well, Oz, I really appreciate you patronizing one of our great sponsors.
Yes, sir. Take care. One other thing,
sure.
And I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, but with all this coronavirus fear, and yes, it's serious. I think some of it's been overblown by the media, but my thoughts go out to, of course, those that are susceptible to it, but all the seniors in the around this area that are missing out on their senior year. And I have a senior. She's missing out on softball. They were ranked number one in the state, and she may not be able to chase after the dream that she had in high school. But also prom and graduation, and my prayers go out to everybody that we can find a resolution to this and get back to normalcy in the next few weeks.
I agree with you, Oz. I hope she does well. I hope she makes good decisions here. Oz, have a great day, and thanks again for going to Sweet Creek. Let's go to Smokin' Otis. Smokin' Otis, how are you?
Hey, brother, I'm just fine, Dan. Good afternoon to you and Joey.
Good afternoon.
Look, Dan, before we get started, how about put me in Sweet Creek again this week?
I thought he was already in.
Let me double check here.
I don't think I'm in this week, but I'd like to be in if I am. You can double me up if you want to, brother.
I don't know if Joey will do that.
You are not in, so I'll put you in for one entry.
All right, great.
5'10"? Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir. Look, Dan, my wife got so upset last night about this Walmart Senior Day. Have you heard of this thing?
Where they open Walmart exclusively up to for seniors?
Yeah.
For 1 hour?
Yep, for 1 hour. Now,
why is she upset?
Well, because it is on a Tuesday, and the seniors have to be there an hour before the store normally opens, and it opens at 7 o'clock in the morning, which means the seniors would have to get there at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know about most seniors, but if they're in the condition my wife's in, she'd have to get up 3 o'clock in the morning to get there.
Wow.
It takes her, a couple of hours to get moving a little bit, and then they don't have but an hour to shop, and they got 45 minutes from my house to the nearest Walmart. And I just thought that was a pretty stupid idea to do that for.
Well, let me tell you what the thought process is on it, because I read about it. What Walmart is doing is when they close the store, they're cleaning it top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And they want the people that are greatest at risk to be there when it's at its absolute cleanest. So I didn't know that they were talking about an hour before their normal opening. I thought it was an hour. Just hang on. I thought it was an hour. The first hour they're opening, but they're just trying to do it for her convenience and safety.
Yeah, well, I can understand that and I can appreciate that, but for a senior to get there at 6 o'clock in the morning and only have an hour to shop.
Well, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that, Dan, and God bless the seniors who can make it.
There you go. Smoking Otis, have a good one.
Yes, y'all too. Thank you, Dan.
You got time.
Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How did Chad get so far back?
He dropped off and things.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Dan, the first, I'm going to call it the first corona-related legislation that Trump signed, in my opinion, one of the biggest things in there as far as helping individual citizens was, I'm going to call it unemployment. To where, okay, I'm laid off, and it was going to pay up to 80 hours of wages or salary. And the person in Montgomery called into Greg's show yesterday and offered up his phone number. He's a state employee, and I called him because I had to temporary. Well, my secretary, I've got a construction company. My secretary's got a child that's sick. It's not corona. It's kind of ironic. She's got, I'm telling on myself, it's not corona. Yes, it is, because the other one was in school. Now they're not in school.
Just get to the point, Doug.
Okay, all right. She has not paid in, Dan, 6 months worth of, she has not been on a payroll consecutively for the past 6 months. And I wanted to know if you had done any research or if anybody had asked you this same question or not. I was hoping that that was going to be waived. In other words, this is pandemic COVID-19 specific. But that state employee told me, because I told her I would call first and see if there was any paperwork that they needed from me, because I'm the employer.
Let me make sure I understand what you're asking. So you have an employee that is not able to work because she has coronavirus, or she has a child that has coronavirus?
She has a child that has corona in Elmore County, and then also she's having to stay home to take care of her second grade 8-year-old because schools are closed.
Yeah, I would think that she would meet the qualification for the caring of a corona child, but you're going to have something that says the child has corona.
She does have that. She does have that. But like I said, I called the number of the state employee that called into Greg's show yesterday morning to offer up the phone number. You know, it's a 242 number, so I knew it was legit and it was a state employee. And I called him, and he said she's got to go through the normal process of filing for unemployment. But has she been on your payroll for 6 months? I said, no, it's been about 2.5 to 3. So I don't know. I was just hoping you knew something that I did not know.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, Dan, thank you so much. I'm sorry I started out trying to confuse you. It's been a crazy day.
No problem. You have a good one. Let me go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about, when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We'll be right back.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Don't forget, any caller can get in on the Sweet Wheat Farm Market Get Basket drawing. We do that drawing 2:30 to 2:45 today. Let's go to Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Friday.
Well, Randall kicked my butt down to the bottom of the list using one of those steam catapults. You could have used a magnetic catapult. I wouldn't have moved. Just saying. So the president's polls today on handling the crisis have him at 55%.
ABC, too. I can't believe that. I was going to say, something's going to be wrong with that.
In fact, there's a couple of polls out there that have him in the mid-50 range. And it was very fun to watch the president rip Peter Alexander a new one at the press conference today when he said, "Aren't you giving people false hope by talking about this malaria drug? You don't have it tested, blah, 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 blah." You know, I think the president's taking the right approach with some of these reporters. There's a lot of them that ask good questions, okay, good factual questions. But the ones who clearly just have an agenda and just want to bitch and moan and try and make the president look bad, I think you ought to say, "Look, I'm sorry, we're not answering questions from unserious reporters who just want to have gotcha questions. If you've got a question for me or for the doctor or for any of the policymakers here about factual issues, that's fine. But I'm not going to let you use it as a platform to editorialize."
Bingo. Yeah.
That's what I would say right then and there. But, you know, Dan, I've been thinking, obviously, this coronavirus situation, the Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus, the Kung Flu virus, whatever you want to call it, it's going to alter a lot of things about us, and a lot of good things. I think it's going to have some positive results. Number one, we've got the new hotness list and the old and busted list, okay, right? So globalism, old and busted. Sovereignty, the new hotness. You know, border enforcement and walls, new hotness. Open borders, old and busted. I mean, you can go
exactly
down the hall.
Exactly right.
A local manufacturing, new hotness. Selling out your manufacturing to a foreign country, a communist country that controls the stream of commerce, old and busted. You know, how about this one? Hygiene, the new hotness. Slob, old and busted.
He's perfect. Perfect, yeah. Perfect.
You know, so there's a lot of things that are going to change, and I think this will create a paradigm shift. We now know no Americans realized that 90% of our pharmaceuticals were being manufactured by China until that dumb you-know-what over in China said, "Hey, how about we just not make your pharmaceuticals anymore?"
Yeah,
and
that
Tom Cotton said, "Hey, how about this? How about I pass a bill where we don't give a rat and we make it all here, you know?" So I think he needs to play hardball. And obviously the Chinese realized that their failure to properly handle this in December and early January, they are out there trying to spend this thing as fast as they can. And they use that, you know, I'm not going to call them a B, but I am going to say that. They're a little bitch who ran the WHO, who they put in place, and the WHO, which is funded largely by the Chinese, he lied for them.
Yep.
He carried their water. You saw the tweet that the Chinese put out in mid-January, January 16th, I believe, that there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. A total and complete lie. And the WHO published that saying, "Oh, the Chinese told us there's no evidence of human transmission." I'm like, well, are the Chinese going to let the CDC come in there? Or NIH or any other good doctors, virologists come into Wuhan and check it out for themselves? No, of course they're not.
And that is the problem, is what that is. They concealed the proper information.
Right,
and
right.
That is the sin, is concealment.
So they want us to praise them because they supposedly have shut down the epidemic in Wuhan. Well, yeah, they did. They house arrested people and literally bolted their doors in so they couldn't get anywhere. That's fine and dandy, but by that time it was too late. All the vectors that flew out of Wuhan, you know, 2 million people left that city before they locked it down.
Yeah,
right.
And they went
everywhere. Why do you think Italy and Iran have such high concentrations? Because of the Chinese business there. A lot of people don't realize this.
Well, it's actually workers, but
Chinese are in bed in Italy. Italy has been hurting they've had three recessions in the last 10 years. So what did they do They invited Chinese investors to come in there. And in fact, they gave them control of four major Italian corporations. And they are building infrastructure, roads, bridges, and everything over there. And they have Chinese there, helping Lombardi, you know. And so all these folks, you know, came in there, and that's where your hotspot is right now. There were over 5,000 new cases in Italy last night, today.
Yeah, 427 additional people died just in the last 24 hours.
No. It's up to 628.
The last thing I saw was 427.
Yeah, I literally just looked it up. So they are, their death rate is over 8%. It's like 8.4%, you know? And Spain is worse. Spain is now up to 20,000 infections. So, and Spain's supposed to be on a worse track than Italy was supposed to be on. And I want to caution all of our friends out there. And I know people have this, you know, it's a government conspiracy. We can't believe the media. And there's no doubt about it. The media is hyping it. I mean, they live off of blood and accidents and everything else. But that doesn't mean it's not so, you know. And you just need to look at what happened in New York. Yesterday, they doubled their cases in New York overnight. So that's doubled in a day. And now we have, you know, the governor of New York is locking down the state. The the Illinois governor has said they're locking down the state. And you have California locking down the state. You know, all these large, where you have large cities, large concentrations of people. And that's really one of the problems. You just have so many people concentrated. It can spread so easily when you have it like that. So my recommendation is we all move to Op Alabama or Slap Out.
Yeah. Enterprise, here we come.
Or Highlands, North Carolina.
I like the Highlands best.
Yes, I think that's a great place to be. But I think the president's doing all he can. I think when you get cheap shots from people like Chuck Schumer or Liz Warren or, you know, anybody else, I mean, that just it looks political, you know. And obviously the polls are bearing that out because the polls are – people appreciate Trump being a leader. I think going out there and doing the fireside chat type speech every day, going through his team every day, taking questions for an hour and a half, 2 hours every day, shows people that this guy's engaged. And he's not just out there repeating talking points. He is taking questions, and he is answering questions, and he's deferring to his experts. I mean, what you want, you know, what I want to see, and then what you want to see.
Yeah, hey, those press conferences have been very effective, and I think that's reflective of the polling.
Let me ask you one: Is Joey okay? Is he depressed today?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, well, Joey, I thought no. I think you're lying because you know Tulsi Gabbard dropped out, Joey.
Oh,
no, that gives her more time for fitness.
Yeah, really, you can already do
at home fitness. Let me be clear.